Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, concerns have been raised in Wicklow after a number of families were moved out of a direct provision centre in a former hotel in the town to allow mainly single men to be accommodated there. The Department of Integration said it's due to a shortage of accommodation for these groups. However, locals have warned it could reverse the progress they have made integrating asylum seekers in the community locally there. Joining me on the line is Reverend Jack Kincaid, who's the Rector of the Church of Ireland in Wicklow Town and Treasurer of the Wicklow Welcomes Group. Reverend Jack, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you with us. You might explain, first of all, what happened in Wicklow in recent weeks with the people, to the people who were staying in the Grand Hotel in Wicklow Town. Is that right? That's the name of the hotel.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose a couple of things have happened. So one of them is that there's been a kind of a change in designation of the hotel. So it's now been kind of set up for accommodation for single people and couples rather than for families. So it's an effort to move families to own door accommodation is what the story is anyway. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that, as far as I'm aware, it's really pressure from on high. The previously social areas of the hotel have been given over for more accommodation. So it's a kind of a temporary accommodation or a kind of dormitory set up in some of what had been social spaces in the hotel. So the number of people living there has more than doubled in recent times.
Okay.
And the kind of standard of accommodation then, for a lot of people living there has got lower. Which again, as I say, is, I think, pressure from the department to try and accommodate people somewhere.
And you're, as I say, Reverend, you're treasurer of the Wicklow Welcomes Group. So the name on the door says it all there. So, but yeah. What are your concerns, though, in relation to what's gone on?
Well, I think that partly a concern is, beforehand there was a mix in the hotel. There were some single people, there was couples, there was families, and there was always people kind of leaving and moving on elsewhere and people coming in, and there was a kind of steady flow going on, and some people who had been there for a bit longer. But there was a mix, like you would have in any community, of male, female, older people, younger people, families, people from different religious backgrounds, different countries, and in the main living alongside each other kind of happily enough. Mm-hmm. But there's been this very sudden shift where all of a sudden most of the families have been moved away. Not all of them with their blessing. Some of them were moved against their wishes, moved very far away, having got kids into schools, into sports clubs and all the rest of it, and then just shifted to the other side of the country with very little notice. And then I suppose the demographic within the hotel has changed, that it's now single people. And a lot of people who are there now have arrived very recently. And as you probably know, asylum seekers have to be 6 months in the country before they're allowed to work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people who have arrived recently. Previously, spaces in the hotel which previously were social spaces aren't anymore. So there's very limited space in the hotel for them.
And is it your contention that it's unsuitable?
Well, I suppose. It is unsuitable to have people living in such temporary accommodation.
You know what the government will probably say here in the Department of Integration? There is a scarcity of space everywhere in the country now, really. And every possible place has to be taken and used in some way, shape or form. And that everybody, the perfect is the enemy of the good. Would you not accept that?
To an extent, yeah, we do. I do accept that. And from what I'm led to believe, that this very kind of unsatisfactory accommodation in places, including the Grand Hotel, is an improvement on the alternative, which could be, having to sleep on a chair in City West or, not having anywhere to sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it certainly is better than that. But it's still the case that it's very, very below a reasonable standard for accommodation.
And
the accommodation crisis across the country, for all people seeking accommodation, is at, you know, really beyond crisis point at this stage.
Yeah, without question. The concerns of the community, Reverend, though, is it that it's, is it scores or hundreds of single men? Is that it, that the numbers of single men, or is it the lack of communication?
I think a big part of it is lack of communication. So there, you know, there's a very rapid change without any real forewarning or without any preparation being made. And, you know, since a lot of the newcomers have arrived, the ETB have been working very, very hard to get people, you know, engaged in English language classes if they need them and that sort of thing. And then in our group, we're starting to work with Sports Partnership to try and find opportunities to engage with people there. You know, some of our group have met with some of the newcomers, and you know, the vast majority of them are you know, very very polite and very nice. You know, who find themselves here and are trying to kind of find their way in a way.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you say there's a lack of communication when you have a number of ministers locally there.
Yeah, I don't know how much communication goes on at you know, within the government or at that sort of a level, but certainly I know that from speaking to some of the local councillors here at that level, you know, the people who are very much, you know, from within the community, serving the community and representing them, were as much in the dark as anybody
really?
Else.
They knew nothing?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
My God. Of all parties. Yeah. Government parties as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't speak for them, but from what I'm led to believe.
My goodness. Okay, well, that is... That is starting. And what do you think, in very briefly, if you may, what needs to be done now, do you think?
I think that the department needs to listen to the feedback that's given to them. I don't think that it's a good idea to change the demographic in the hotel so quickly. And I think it was a much better kind of system it was a much better community when there was that mix of people, you know, families and singles and couples. And I understand that people have to be accommodated somewhere, and I know that things are difficult. But when there isn't that engagement, that community level, I mean, there are groups like ours who have been set up by volunteers who are working as hard as we can to integrate people, to educate, and you know, to provide that link between the newcomers and the wider community. And when there is that lack of communication and the lack of preparation, then, of course, you know, people are very people are alarmed.
Okay. We'll see what they say. We'll see what they say in response to that, Reverend. That's Treasurer of Wicklow Welcomes and Rector of Church of Ireland in Wicklow Town, Reverend Jack Kincaid. Thank you very much.